Yes, thank you very much, Pombo June. We have on the line one of our friends we used to interview every now and then for the past several years, I think, for the past 2 years already. We have chess grandmaster, the chess world, the world chess champion, Bobby Fischer. He's on the line right now and would like to give some thoughts, maybe his own opinion, his commentary on what happened at the World Trade Center just about a few hours ago, including that of the White House and I think Pentagon too, right? In fact, right now, Bobby, good day, it's evening right here.
Yeah, how you sure, Pablo?
Yes,
yes. Well, this is all wonderful news. It's time for the fucking U.S. to get their heads kicked in. It's time to finish off the U.S. once and for all.
Yeah. Right. Of course, everybody knows how you...
You know, I heard on the BBC a few months ago a very profound but simple statement. It really stunned me. I couldn't believe the guy was saying it. You know, talking about some of the crimes of the U.S., you know, some of the horrible behavior that the U.S. is committing all over the world. And then the BBC just said, I couldn't believe my ears. This just shows you that what goes around comes around, even for the United States. And that is what has happened tonight. What goes around comes around, even for the United States.
Mm-hmm. You're saying you're happy at what happened?
Yes, I applaud the... Look, nobody gets... Well, the U.S. and Israel have been slaughtering the Palestinians, just slaughtering them for years, robbing them and slaughtering them. Nobody gave a shit. Now it's coming back to the U.S. Fuck the U.S. I want to see the U.S. wiped out.
All right. The U.S. is superpower. How can
apparently it's not as powerful as everybody thought. They hijacked all these planes, and apparently they had no intelligence on this. This is a major operation, Pablo. Probably hundreds of people were involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
how is it possible the great U.S. didn't know about it?
Yeah, that's what we're asking here too in the Philippines. Considering the technology that they have right now, they're not able to, you know, notice this thing.
Well, you know what I'm really hoping for, Pablo? Did you ever see that movie 7 Days in May?
Yes, yes.
That's a movie about a general who tried to take over the U.S. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
I think it was Dark Bird Lancaster.
Yeah, yeah.
It was based on a book. I saw that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was rooting for the generals, you know. But at the end, the president, you know, the so-called democracy won. But I'm hoping for some kind of a 7 days in May scenario where the country will be taken over by the military. They'll close down all the synagogues, arrest all the Jews, execute hundreds of thousands of Jewish ringleaders, and, you know, apologize to the Arabs, kill off all the Jews over there in the bandit state. You know, of Israel?
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a totally new world.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody gave a shit about the Japanese. How many millions, how many hundreds of thousands of people did the United States kill with atom bombs? Justifying it with the most ridiculous excuse that it saved a million American soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
When Japan was going to surrender within a few weeks or a month or so, anyway. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
The United States is based on lies, it's based on theft. Look at all I've done for the U.S. Nobody has single-handedly done more for the U.S. image than me. I really believe this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I won the World Championship in 72, the United States had an image of, you know, it was a football country, a baseball country, but nobody thought of it as an intellectual country.
Uh-huh.
I turned all that around single-handedly, right?
Yes.
But I was useful then because it was the Cold War, right?
Yes.
But now I'm not useful anymore, you see. The Cold War is over, and now they want to wipe me out, right? Steal everything I have, put me in prison, and so on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to go back, and everything goes back to the roots, to the history. Look at the history of the country. The history of the country is basically what? Get something for nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take... Kill, they invaded the country, they robbed the land of the Americans, they killed almost all of them off, brought over slaves to work the fields to build up the country from Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why didn't the white man come to America, like, in a civilized manner and say, we're being persecuted in Europe, we don't have freedom of religion, we'd like to come here, we'd like to assimilate, we'd like to marry your women, and so on, right?
Yes.
They didn't come. They said, we're coming in here to take your land and to kill you off. Right?
Oh.
That's the history of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
A despicable country. You know, even as a boy, you know, I never had the slightest interest in American history. Never. You know, I knew something was rotten in Denmark, you know?
Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen in the next 24 hours then?
Well, you know, Bush is bellowing. He's told what to say, of course, by Cheney and his father and the Jews, you know.
But the
U.S. will hit back, of course, but this will just, you know, it's going to get worse and worse in the U.S. The U.S. just will not do what they have to do.
Uh-huh.
The U.S. has to say, we're sorry, our whole foreign policy has been wrong for the last several hundred years.
Uh-huh.
We are going to pull back all our troops from all over the world. We're going to stop supporting Israel, and so on, you see?
Uh-huh.
They're not going to admit that. No, they're going to say, these terrorists, these criminals, this cowardly act will be punished. You know, and I expect soon there's going to be a new president after the White House is blown up. He'll be in the Colorado Mountains, you know, hundreds of feet underneath the Rocky Mountains there, saying, this dastardly act of blowing up the White House will be punished. It'll just be constantly talk about punishing these cowardly people until the United States is destroyed. The United States is not going to be reasonable, you know? It's not going to admit that it's the bad guy and it's always been the bad guy. It was the bad guy in World War II. It was the bad guy in World War I. It was a bad guy when it robbed it, when it invaded the Philippines from Spain. It was a bad guy when the white man came and killed the American Indians, when it brought the black people, the slaves from Africa. It's always been the bad guy. Democracy is just a lot of bullshit. It's just been a cover for the criminal nature of the United States of America.
There are fears, Bobby, that this might start something worse, like a third world war.
Do you think
that's possible?
I think it's possible. Unfortunately, that's the big danger, that the Jews, these lunatic people, are going to take us all with them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping, as I say, for a 7 days in May scenario, where sane people will take over the U.S. now. You know what I mean?
Sane people.
Sane people. Military people, yes. They will imprison the Jews, they will execute several hundred thousand of them at least, and they will bring home all the troops from the U.S., I mean from around the world to the U.S., and ultimately, the white men should leave the United States, and the black people should go back to Africa, and the white people should go back to Europe, and the country should be returned to the American Indians who lived there for who knows how many tens of thousands of years. They kept the land pristine, clean. It was a beautiful country when the white man came. This is the future I would like to see for the so-called United States.
Well, people say that with this thing that happened in the United States, it might have an effect on world economy.
Well, of course. This is just the beginning, Pablo.
Oh.
The Arabs have had enough shit. Everybody's had enough shit from the U.S.
Do you think they're planning something else?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Uh-huh.
And what about Pakistan? What if they decide to throw in their lot with the Palestinian people, right?
Yeah.
What about China? It's time for the U.S. to eat the shit, to humble themselves, to withdraw their troops from all over the world, to admit that they've been wrong. That's the only solution. Otherwise, the U.S. has to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look what the U.S. did in Yugoslavia recently. It's just 1999. Bombed the Kosovo and other parts of Yugoslavia with depleted uranium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that is worse than an atom bomb. You know why?
Why?
When you drop an atom bomb, you kill people. You're dead. Your suffering's over, right?
That's right.
You get this depleted uranium, you have a lingering death for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Or maybe just 2 or 3 years, depending on how much of it you get. But you are never going to be the same, you see? You just have like a low-level sickness and your life is a misery, you understand?
Yes.
To me, that's worse. What the U.S. did in Yugoslavia is worse than dropping an atom bomb. Really?
Uh-huh.
Because it creates so much suffering.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just have this thought, Bobby.
Yeah.
Now this is a state of emergency in the United States, and of course they'll start looking at people against them, and you could probably be one of them.
Maybe. Maybe. Fuck the United States. I'm not afraid of the U.S. They already put me in Japan on prison before on trumped up charges of using drugs. Me, the most sane person when it comes to drugs in the world. They put me in prison for 18 days on trumped up drug charges. I already was tortured in America for 2 days, so I'm used to this kind of stuff, you know?
Oh, they might have a new reason now to order, you know, arrest you again.
Let them try. I say death to President Bush, I say death to the United States. Fuck the United States, fuck the Jews. The Jews are a criminal people, they mutilate their children, they're a murderous, criminal, stealing, lying bastards. They made up the Holocaust as a word of truth to them. They're the worst liars and bastards.
All right.
Now what goes around comes around, they're getting it back finally.
All right.
Praise God, and hallelujah, this is a wonderful day. Fuck the United States. Cry, you cry babies. Whine, you bastards. Now your time is coming.
All right.
Okay,
well,
Pablo.
Okay, Bobby, we got somebody else on the other line. We will continue with our marathon broadcast. Call me up again later, okay?
Yeah, you have my numbers too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Maybe I'll call you off the air and I'll give you my numbers. So you just call
right.
If you want to get any updates on my feelings about this.
Okay, I'll do that.
No nation have any sympathy for the U.S.
Okay.
No sympathy at all. The U.S. is getting what's coming to it. And this is just the beginning.
All right.
Thank you, Pablo.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.